Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I am BBD, joined by one of my favorite people in the world to talk about this Yankees team with Dan Rourke. Dan, how are we doing today, boss?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. I guess I kind of jumped the gun a little bit yesterday. Yanks go out to a 5-1 lead, put out a tweet, say they run the East. As normal, backfired on me a little bit. But hey, now we got, and I'll use it the proper way this time, we got a rubber game tonight.
Yeah, proper rubber match tonight. Potentially one of the bigger ones, maybe the biggest one we've had yet. In division, Yanks have split the first two games. Clark Schmidt is on the bump for the Yankees tonight as they go for a series win. Would you like to tell the people who else the Yankees are going to play tonight?
All righty, so here is our lineup. Gleyber Torres leading off, and Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo batting third, playing first base, Harrison Bader, Willie Calhoun, Anthony Volpe, Oswaldo Cabrera, Ben Rorkvet getting the start. Rounding it out is Greg Allen playing left. Of course, most notably, DJ LeMahieu is getting the night off. And this is something I oftentimes will tweak about because he's been getting a lot of days off, but this kind of makes sense, I feel like, because DJ... Yeah. One of the rare times where you assume he's healthy, but one of the rare times where he's healthy and not looking all that good, because OPS down to 720 on the season. It was a tough strikeout last night. I don't like to get on DJ all that much. He kind of has that gold watch pass with me, same with Judge and whatnot.
But I will acknowledge that he's been right.
Yeah, so I'm cool with DJ getting a day off, and nice to see Rorkvet in there. So I don't mind this lineup. It's different, but
yeah, given the whole situation, Rorkvet in there, fine. Probably, truth be told, it's all kind of the same at the catcher spot. I think, is this Greg Allen's first start since joining the Yankees?
Yep.
I believe it is. It's a little bit pick your flavor as far as Calhoun and Bowers any given night. No issue and with DJ sitting. So
yeah, and I'll say about Rorkvet, you know, not that it should make too much of a difference, but if you want to be optimistic about Clark Schmidt tonight, maybe he feels something different with Rorkvet, and there's a good chemistry there. Who knows? Maybe he throws a little bit better to him. We'll see. But
yeah, trying out. I getting ahead of ourselves on some things. Have you gotten a chance to see who's in the Yankees locker room today?
Was it the they had the dog yesterday. There was a dog that was in the clubhouse. Like Rizzo's dog or whatever. I saw a picture.
Judge has got a new dog that came to the stadium yesterday.
Gus. Judge's dog, Gus. But no, I did not see today.
Randy Vasquez is in the Yankees locker room.
What? You're kidding.
It sounds like he...
When did that come out?
I saw a Greg Joyce tweet. I believe Randy Vasquez. It sounds like he's going to get the pill on Saturday or tomorrow.
Oh, you're kidding. Tomorrow? Damn it. I mean, no, I'm really excited about Randy Vasquez. I'm going to the game tomorrow. I thought Seve was pitching.
I think Seve. But that's exciting. I believe they said Seve's going to go Saturday, which would, I believe, mean the spot starter has to be tomorrow. And Randy Vasquez is in the clubhouse. He hasn't pitched since last Wednesday. Good bet he makes his season debut tomorrow. That's what Greg Joyce tweet says.
That's exciting, Randy Vasquez. You know, I mean, not like a crazy top prospect or anything, but he's a guy I've been excited about. Yeah, and he's kind of pretty much, I guess, the next guy up after Brito in terms of like the depth chart of who we got. Looking at his stats so far this year, I mean, not that it matters all that much. He's going to make, I'm sure, probably just one or two starts for us this year. But anyways, 1-5 with a 4.85 ERA so far this year, but He's had success in the minors in the past. Randy Vasquez. I remember, I don't know too much about him, but I remember reading up on him, like being excited. 2021 had a 2.52 ERA in 21 games in the minors. So,
yeah, it's always exciting just to see a new guy. I've read that scouts haven't been impressed by him this year, but,
what do the scouts know, dude?
Exciting to see him. I think there's doubt on his ability to be a starter long term, but that's also like almost every prospect ever. So,
yeah, and then he'll just turn into like one of the best relievers in baseball. So
I hope so. I hope so. So that might be coming. Which I don't know. Is that going to be? In my head, I was thinking, because when I started saying that, I thought he was going to be Saturday, and. Mm. I was thinking, oh, so he Rorvet might be back again Saturday because he's probably caught him before.
Right. But
maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I understand. Your logic there makes sense. I think that would
they could add play up. Him twice in a row anyway. But yeah. Interesting. I wonder how they handle that. Rorvet's getting a start. Allen's getting a start. Two guys I don't mind seeing. And those are the interesting pieces in tonight's action. And I guess those are sort of the what to watch for, because anytime you see an interesting guy in there, that's fun. Is there anything else you're watching for tonight?
Just to go back to what I said before, if I had to put an official stamped what to watch for, I am curious to see how Clark does with Rorvet tonight, just to see if there's any difference at all.
Yeah.
Because Trevino I fully trust, but I don't have a full report on this whole thing. I've just vaguely browsed Baseball Reference. The catcher splits are quite noticeable between how Yankee pitchers perform with Trevino and Higgy. Now, not that that makes excuses Clark whatsoever. Clark has been bad with both, and it's completely on Clark. But just knowing that a catcher can make a difference is reason for me to be like, all right, maybe we see something different with Clark tonight.
Just change up the formula a little bit.
Right. I'm not like saying anything against Higgy or whoever. Just, I don't know. Maybe something good will come out of it. I am grasping at straws with Clark right now, but I kind of have to going into tonight because this is a big game. Big-ass game.
They got to do whatever they can to win this one. You have the chance to hand the Orioles a loss as well.
Totally.
I guess it's sort of a big picture what I'm watching for, but I don't know. We'd like to see Volpe walk more again. His April, he walked a ton, but he's walked like not at all in May. Let's meet in the middle. I'm interested in seeing if he can start drawing a few more walks. Gibby doesn't have any particularly noteworthy walk rates. I don't know if he's the guy, but just Volpe, find ways to get on base. His base running, have you messed around with like Fangraphs, like baseball, or with base running, like
BSR
leaderboards? Yeah.
Have you looked? I haven't been checking him lately, but I assume he's well in the positives.
Yeah, he's great. He's second best in baseball. Esteury Ruiz is number one, and Volpe's not very far behind him, number two in baseball. And, like, dude, get on base more, because every time he gets on, he makes good things happen. Pretty much nobody else on the Yankees has, like, has a strongly positive base running BSR number. So I would like to see Volpe find any way to get on base moving forward.
And speaking of Volpe, you know, yesterday we talked about, or maybe it was the other day, we were saying how there's been a couple of defensive mistakes, but overall he's been good, not enough for us to like get on him. I'll say now, maybe it's just because the outs above average is now negative, I believe. And that play last night, that kind of went under his glove. It was a hard hit ball for sure. He should make that play. So I'm going to just put it out there that I do, if I had to send a message to Volpe, the defense... been a couple times now, enough to where I can point it out and be like, we do got to pick that up.
Let's keep that crisp, you know?
Doesn't mean I'm concerned about him long-term whatsoever, obviously. But for a game, especially on the vibe of a big game like tonight, I hope we don't see any defensive miscues. Give me clean baseball. And I'm also with you. Get on base, cause some trouble. Hey, maybe he even goes deep.
Yeah.
Which maybe, we'll get to later, maybe.
Maybe one of us could pick him. Eligible for both. I think that means we're heading towards the pitching path to victory, which I have to imagine is in an interesting spot. I haven't taken full stock in the pen. ooh, good news. Clay Holmes, Wandy Peralta, Ron Marinaccio are... Ron, 35 pitches Tuesday, so maybe not 100%. He maybe could go one, but but Clay and Wandy are both... They should be very fresh. Wandy has thrown 10 pitches since Sunday, 18 pitches since Friday. He should be in a very, very good spot. Clay has not pitched since Sunday, so I imagine we will see both of them tonight.
I think we're going to see Abreu, too. I mean, threw 17 yesterday, but was off the previous two. I'm trying to think with Clark.
Yeah, it's hard to pencil Clark in for more than five.
Like if you get five, I feel like might be asking a lot. But let's just say we do.
Yeah.
You get Clark for five.
So then we would get, let's call it Marinaccio, well, Wandy, Clay, 7, 8, 9 in some order. So then six.
Are we thinking Wandy and Clay definitely a total of two innings, like one each, right? We would think them eighth and the ninth. So we,
yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if
we had to fill the sixth and the seventh.
I think Ron should be good to give one inning. They've used him for multiple in the past, but I would imagine an up down's off the table for him. 35 pitches 2 days ago. But one inning, then, I think he should be good.
And then King, you could get one inning out of two, no?
Oh, they could. They could.
Yeah. Probably not multiple innings, but if you could maybe... If you get one out of King and Marinaccio today, I mean, if you do get five out of Clark, and you have King, Marinaccio, Clay, Wandy, that's pretty solid. Although if Clark doesn't give you five, which once again is probably asking maybe a lot.
I think we're probably going to end up seeing some
Ryan Weber action today. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they are up enough that we can steal like two outs of the Web Dog or we go to Ron right after Clark or something and try to build up more of a lead and give it to Weber for last two or three innings. Because, yeah, he threw 10 pitch outing Saturday and we haven't seen him since, which I think makes him the freshest arm in the pen. And that guy can throw forever, so go Clark.
Yeah, part of me's feeling, and it might just be PTSD from last night, but knowing how Clark is, third time through the order, all that. If you get four like good innings from Clark, in terms of Clark Schmidt good innings, I might even just want to say like, dude, pull him there and go right to whether it's Abreu or even fresh Ryan Weber. I don't know. Last night put it in for me, man, where I'm not willing to like even chance stealing any more outs.
Yeah.
And I understood why Boone did it last night with Nestor. I understood that and I was down for that move. Just didn't work out. But now, like, especially when you have a big game, all I'm saying is if you get four out of Clark and he looks good, maybe have him start the fifth, go batter by batter. I'm saying like really have him on a tight leash tonight. Because I'm watching this like a playoff game tonight, dude. I mean, this is huge. This is a big game. The vibes tonight, if we were to come out on top versus if we were to lose a series.
Yeah, if we can win tonight and just throw last night completely out the window, like all right, we won the series, whatever, it's fine. The difference between that and losing the series when the middle game was very winnable.
Right.
I'm not mad at them for trying to squeeze one more out of Nestor yesterday. I know he was at 70 pitches and he was looking good, but I don't know, like 70 pitches after a 2 hour delay. I don't know how much of a ramp up he had done before, but that's not the same as 70 normal pitches. You know, that's like if he was coming out with 90, which you probably should be able to throw him out for one more, but he struggled with third time through the order. I don't need him to have that figured out last night. Like that's something he has to work on and fix. But last night we should have probably gone to Cordero or whoever was available. Cordero came in next, but so let's say it's him. Give him a clean one, and ideally they could have scored one more that inning. Be up five. Is that what the score would have been? And then maybe you steal two innings of Nick Ramirez or the Web Dog or whoever.
Yeah. Which shout out Nick Ramirez. He looked pretty good last night. But exactly what you just said, I apply that logic to tonight to where like, weighing on the scale, like what's more risky? What would be more ideal? I mean, if you were to put Clark out there trying to steal outs, I think I'd rather just take the four, give the reliever a clean inning.
Yeah.
The clean innings for me, bro. I just feel like that's, makes such a big difference.
It feels like a Yankee
thing, or it might just be in my head. I don't know, but I'd rather take my chances.
I think the Yankees have given their relievers the 7th most inherited runners.
Really? Okay.
Which actually isn't as bad as I would have thought, but and I think it might be the fewest or the most just appearances coming in with runners in total, like in general, regardless of number of runners. One of those numbers might need to flip, but basically the Yankees do it a lot. And I would like more of an emphasis on getting guys a clean inning where it makes sense. Not that they've been bad necessarily. A couple guys have been. Abreu doesn't seem fit for fireman duty. Marinaccio has been excellent. So yeah.
Also, any rain delay at Yankee Stadium just ends up being bad news, I feel like.
Yeah, I got
most of the time. I don't have the stats to back this up, but off the top of my head, I associate most rain delays at Yankee Stadium with like some whether it's a crippling loss or just like a game that I'm not going to enjoy in the end.
Yeah, being on prime too. It was I got somewhat close to ending up going to the game, which would have been a back to back. And then after I had declined, I found out my parents were like planning to have dinner with me. So then I did. So that was just a fortunate. I said no, but
only back-to-back I've ever done was it was actually Sebi's debut against the Red Sox, but NJ Transit screwed me and my brother over, so we didn't get there till the 6th inning, the inning he came out. So we're like, you know what, sister lives like right uptown, let's just stay at her crib. The next day we went, Yankees beat the Red Sox, it was a good time.
That's good.
So got my money's worth. Yeah, I don't know, just popped in my head, but
I almost went last night, and that would have been a bad time. So I'm happy I did.
Yeah. And you would have been wet. I
would have been wet. I think they would have been in the bleachers, which that part's fine, but just not covered there. So I don't need to hide out.
No, of course not.
Okay. I think second half of the show, which begins with the Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Yeah. Homer draft.
I got the back track on the board last night. Glaber hits 2 homers. He owns the Orioles again. So we've got you need a big night tonight to even up the
what
series.
Else is and, new?
And actually, I hope you do it because that means the Yankees hit a bunch of homers.
Right. That is the ultimate goal. Now, remind me, who did I pick yesterday? Yesterday
you had Jake Bowers and Aaron Judge. I had Anthony Rizzo, who did not homer. I thought he might get that grand slam. And then Gleyber Torres hit 2.
That inning sucked. But so today, all right, who's leading off here?
Today I have the first pick, and I will be picking, well, unavailable to me, Aaron Judge, Oswaldo Cabrera, Rizzo, Gleyber, and I'm picking Harrison Bader. And that means you have 2 picks here. You cannot select Glaber, Willie Calhoun, Jake Bowers, Aaron Judge, and now Harrison Bader. So everyone else on the table for you.
Okay.
And you have 2
Ben
picks.
Rortvedt is my first pick.
I really wanted him on the wraparound.
I had a feeling you did. I had a feeling you were going to take him. Ben Rortvedt.
Pick.
He's going to smoke one. Pull it, like, maybe right off the foul pole or close to down the line. So Ben Rortvedt, first pick.
Starting the stadium. I love that pick.
Pick number 2, Anthony Volpe.
Ooh, Anthony Volpe.
Volpe and Rortvedt.
So you have Rortvedt and Volpe. I was going to take one of those 2. I thought you might go Rizzo. So I cannot select Judge, Cabrera, already have Bader, Glaber, Rizzo I already took, Rortvedt and Volpe. So that means I have to take either groundskeeper Willie or Greg Allen. And I think I lean groundskeeper Willie Calhoun. So
people in the chat, Aiden Davila is saying he thinks Greg Allen might go deep tonight. Did you think about taking him?
Boy, did I think about it. Because I had to pick between the two. But now I can't switch that.
No, of course not. Because
if you switch, no. I'd be locking Willie Calhoun into homering tonight, which maybe that's a good strategy for winning the game. I believe now we move on to the over-under. Congratulations on getting the over-under correct last night. The over hit.
Very nice. Probably kind of high today.
It might be. I'm about to pull up the number. It was 8 last night. It was 7.5 the night before. Do you have a guess on what the line could be tonight?
I'm going to go 9.5.
It's 9 even.
Doing that a lot lately with the evens. Okay.
They've had a lot more evens the last like 2-3 weeks. It's been,
yeah.
It's been
a good line, though, I think.
I think so, too. Solid. I think so, yeah. Too.
And I'm going to take...
Do believe
it's
in maybe? I'm thinking hard on this one.
I'm gonna backtrack on I think what I said the other day about not doing this anymore. I'm gonna take the under.
Ooh.
Like, in terms of it's a good line, and I think it's gonna be right around that. Yeah, the under. I'm gonna take the under. Already said it, and I believe it.
I believe in both of these offenses, but I believe in our friend Gibby. Clark, I'm feigning some optimism for. I don't think this was a great matchup for him. I think I'm on the over. The over has hit the first two games of this series. Let's keep it rolling. So I will take the over. You're on the under.
I'm taking the under. By like one run.
I'd be happy for you if you got it right again. I would probably mean Clark did all right. So
yeah, I'm like
that'd be more
in my head
important to me than the offense exploding.
I often play like the opposite game, where it's like, you know, it's expected Clark's gonna crap the bed tonight. So of course he's gonna ball out in some regard. Like he's gonna give us 4-1 run, offense will look good, and I think the Yanks come out with like a 6-2 victory, which is just one run under. That's my prediction. One run under the over. That would be the line.
I love that.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
So it ends up in a Yankees win, really. I mean, I don't really give a damn how it comes. But I'm not afraid to sing the Homer draft song because of my singing. Not that I'm a good singer at all. It's just like, it's a respect thing. BBD, you give me permission to sing the Homer draft song?
Full permission.
All right, then I might do it tomorrow or next week. Next time we're back on the show.
Next time.
I'll sing for you, baby.
Ooh.
I just wanted to clarify that up because I'm reading the beautiful chat right now. With shout out to all you guys.
Love
Jack,
all
no, I'm
of
not
you
zooted. Hey, premonish time, is that right?
It's about that time. It is about that time.
The premonish. I did have one kind of come through yesterday. I said ICAF would have like a good game.
That's true. He did.
Yeah.
That was a good game for him.
I hope that was one of my like an official. Today. Damn it, I do that a lot. I think that wasn't my locked in premonition. Because I think I did the Judge early homer or something like that. And then I did and by the way,
I think
no more by the ways. Just my straight up official premonition from this point forward. And I have one ready to go.
Oh, am I seeing anything? What am I seeing? Who are they playing today? Adam Frazier's leading off. That's kooky. Cedric Mullins not playing for them today. That's a move. Okay.
Oh, wow. I didn't even look at the Orioles lineup. You're kidding. Mullins isn't playing?
No Mullins. Adam Frazier, Adley, Santander, Mountcastle, DH, Gunnar Henderson, Austin Hayes, Ryan O'Hearn, Ryan McKenna, and Jorge Mateo. Dude, Mateo?
Bro. You don't tell the defense?
He fields everything.
And it's the most like visually satisfying fielding play. Like
it looks so clean.
When he says it looks ridiculously clean. Like it's actually pleasing to watch. Twice, like two or three times last night, he had where it's almost how MLB the Show. Like if you were to do like slow down MLB the Show gameplay, and like the ball's here, and then just like the last second like zoots into the glove, like it's a magnet. It looks like
yes,
that's how Mateo's fielding looks like. But like it's real. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, he's there. He makes it look really easy. You think he might be like a step away? No, he's really not. Like, not a problem. Yeah. Guys,
I would like
guys
to
out
see
by like a full step.
I would like to see Mateo, like, if he can just improve. I mean, for Baltimore's sake, obviously, I don't want this, but just, you know, I always root for former Yankee prospects. I mean, he has a 709 OPS. If he just gets it up like another 20, 30 points with the defense and the speed, I mean, like, he's turning into kind of a nice player all of a sudden. Jorge Mateo.
That's a nice piece. And he had he had a huge April. It sounds like May, I guess, just hasn't been very kind to him. But at the bottom
OBP's of
their
at
291, order,
but he's coming, like, he's turning into a ball player, which is nice. Because there was a point where I thought Mateo was like,
is his ceiling as a bench bust. Piece? It's like, no, there's like he might be able to like be a guy on a good team.
Yeah, and I still don't worry. Like, I'm not like sweating about Baltimore as a team yet. They're still new enough as being good to where it's like I'm on respect vibes. You know what I mean? Team first comes up. They haven't bothered you yet. You just be like, you look at them and be like, nice, I respect what you do. You guys are a good team. Like, I see you coming about. But they're not, I don't look at them as a current AL East true rival just yet. The second they do, I'll be talking
like,
all the shit in the world about Mateo.
We've got to be like fully in a race with them and like we have an incident and all
right,
that.
We haven't had the incident, which will come at some point. Just
maybe I'm scared for the day whenever it happens if I have to stop liking Adley Rutschman. Because I like him a lot so far, but but if one day something happens, I might not like him forever.
You got to stick with your side. That's how it goes. Have we given a premonition yet?
Neither of us have given one yet. We're both a little scared.
Greg Allen robbing a homer tonight.
Ooh,
that's my premonition.
Just catch my eye.
Greg Allen robs a homer.
I really like that.
How often do you see homers robbed in left field? By the way. So this is kind of a bold one. I feel like in Yankee Stadium, at least, like if I think of Yankee Stadium robs, I think
all
it's
the
center
ones that come
judge,
to mind
and
is
then right
center
judge.
And right.
Or Waldo. Waldo had one last year.
Yeah. That first one.
Damn, I should have just put it out there in general, home run robbery. This is for the clip. I predict a Yankee will rob a home run tonight. But the people in the chat know I'm a fraud because I really
know you
Greg
were
Allen,
thinking
but.
Greg Allen. But
yeah.
And we can go back and use that one if it is Greg. So
right, yes. Dude, the power
socials
editing.
Team, do your thing. I think I just got a weird one. I think we see Wandy trip.
Yeah.
Like, he's fine. Just
okay.
But he's like tripping at some point tonight.
A little trip. Like, on the way off the mound?
Yeah, maybe it's like upon the release of a ball, like while he's... Hopefully not while he's fielding,
right.
And like it impacts a play or something. But like Wandy's knees are going to be on the dirt at some point tonight.
Maybe it happens like during a play, but he still completes it. Like
it could be
like,
while he jogs in from the pen.
That would be something.
We're gonna see
we wouldn't
Wandy
see that probably though
touching
unless they replayed it.
The ground.
Do you notice when pitchers step on the line or not? Like, do you ever look for that? If you see them walking off, like. It's an OCD thing with me, honestly. I just every time have to
look for it, but I think I generally will. I'll notice it if they do it, but I wouldn't say I'm consciously looking.
And it's not an OCD thing, by the way. I misused that word, but generically speaking, it is because I always have to watch it. I don't know. It is bad. Like
it's
you drive over a railroad
that you always.
If you drive over a railroad, do you lift your feet up? I don't know the last time I didn't. I have to because it's you know. You don't
I can't
do
remember.
It.
I can't fully recall the last time I drove over one. I would lean. I don't.
Oh, so no, I always do. Because if you drive over a railroad or step on the line walking off the mountain and something bad does happen to you later, even a minor inconvenience, step on a leg or whatever, it'll be in the back of my head. It's because of I didn't lift my legs over the railroad while driving. And it'll bother me. So just to play it safe, you know, make sure I'm checking all my boxes. You lift your legs up when driving over a railroad. If not, you could have a bad day. And that's why.
I've never heard the railroad thing. I like that. The one I've got that's pretty trippy is like I have two different. So in my shower, there's two different body washes, and one of them fine. The other, anytime I've like used the other ones, I feel like something bad happens. It's like my bad luck body wash.
I feel that,
and like it feels like every time I like deviate, like well. I used it last night when I got home. I took a shower after work. I had like a sweaty walk home. I was like, oh, so let's just shower, get this off.
Yeah.
My hat all day.
Post-work showers are nice, by the way.
They are nice. And usually I've been finding that if you do it in the afternoon, the unlucky body wash has been not a problem. But I don't know, Yanks lost last night in heartbreaking fashion. So maybe. I've tossed three different other bodies. It's just I have one that's good, and I cycle out the second one that's in there. I guess I should just not keep a second one in there right now.
I was going
to
say.
You like to have the option of scent.
Dude, it'd be real creepy if you like got real serious about it and were concerned, so you burned it, right? You mm-hmm. burn the bad body wash, like the devil body wash, and it shows back up in your bathroom. I'm telling you, dude, you guys shouldn't have done episode 666 of Talking Baseball. Yeah. Told Ploof that again today. I ain't playing, bro. Hey, the Yanks are 0-1 since you did that.
Yanks are 660.
That was a fire episode, though. That was a fire episode.
It was good. It was good. The YouTube algo caught that. That was nice.
I'm playing tonight.
Yeah, it's legit been like three different body washes I've put in there. And it's been like, I gave each of them like a couple chances. And it has not worked.
I prefer a good old bar soap. Irish Spring, because I
don't mind
the
bar
wash
soap. It's easier for me to go buy that and travel.
This is the Dan Rourke shower pregame show now.
Mm.
You actually get a dub tonight. That would be real nice. It's a huge game. Like I'm watching this. I want this to be treated as if it's ALDS game one.
Treat it seriously. Let's go win.
In terms of Clark, short leash, Boone, be on top of your shit. And, yo, hilarious yesterday, the review on that play at first base that was so obvious. Dude, I know people have things to say about Boone, and you could say some things last night about, like, you know, some of his decisions, but you cannot deny this. He is the funniest.
So funny.
Dude, he's hilarious.
Really
so
funny.
I just say, short leash for Clark. Boone, be on top of your game. Yankees look good. Maybe score early. And let's come out of here winning 2 out of 3. Because if you do that, then I believe you're tied with the Orioles, I think. Or maybe game back.
Whatever.
10 games over 500. Vibes would be good. And I could get over that loss yesterday.
Yeah, you've won the series. It's all good. Throw away last night.
So let's go
do
that.
That's the plan. Everybody enjoy the game. Subscribe if you haven't. You listened this far into the show. Subscribe. Watch it.
Let's go Yankees.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.